I'm George Walker, the Jewish Theater of Bloomington, collaborating with Stages Bloomington, is bringing Brundabar to the stage at the Warehouse, 1525 South Rogers Street, for performances on November 10th, 12th, and 13th. Our guests are the director, Pat Gleason, from Stages Bloomington, and Azaria Wagner, who's in the cast. Thank you very much for coming in. Brundabar, a children's opera that came out of the camps. Pat, tell us about this.
Sure. It was written in 1938 for a children's opera competition in Prague, Czechoslovakia. And when the Nazis invaded in 1940, they swept all of the artists and all of the Jews for that first round and took them to Terezin, which is was supposed to be a way station. But of course, as we found out, it was a way station on the way to Auschwitz. And a couple of years later, a man who was involved with the production was swept up in the next round of Jews being sent to Terezin, and he smuggled in this libretto. So that's how it got to Terezin. It was performed 55 times in Terezin by the inmates there. The opera itself is wonderful. It's a magical fantasy kind of thing. And all but a handful actually went to the death camps. There are only a few survivors that were actually in this piece. So that's the backstory. I mean, it's a fascinating backstory and how the world was duped by Hitler.
What do you mean by that?
They put on this front that it was this magical village where everybody was well fed and well clothed, and they had music performances. And Hitler, of course, was the model for Brundabar, which means bumblebee, I think, in Czech. I don't know how the Germans didn't catch that, but in any case, they didn't, and they took great pride in showing this off. And the Red Cross came in, and that's what they saw. And they didn't question beyond that. And it was all a farce, absolute farce. And then the Nazis made a film about this wonderful Terezin camp where everybody was so happy. And they showed that to the world. And part of the film actually has a piece from Brundabar in it.
What a curious story.
It is.
Azaria, tell us a little bit about your own part in this. And how did you join the company?
Actually, we saw advertisements for it, So we decided to try it out because it looked like, because we were looking for theater, And we thought that would be a great place to start out.
Now you say we, is that your whole family, or are there other actors in your family?
Yes, me and my sister.
Is she in the production?
She is as well. I am Brundabar in this show, so I get to be the main villain. Actually, she's the one who attacks me mostly.
She plays a wonderful character. There are three animals in this show. A sparrow.
She is a sparrow.
A dog and a cat.
Yes.
And they join together with the children and recruit all of the other children in town to come and defeat Brundabar.
Brundabar is actually a small opera. What's the musical background for this, Pat?
I think it's kind of a mixed bag. It tends to be fairly modern. It's very tuneful. It's beautiful music. And, you know, I think people will have a good time when they come to the show. We have 49 kids in this cast, plus for the victory march at the end, when the bully is defeated, we're adding four choruses in rotation from the community. The IU Children's Chorus, Binford Grandview Elementary School, St. Charles comes. The sound of it is just incredible. It's just incredible.
Pat Gleason, actor Azaria Wagner, member of the cast for Brundabar, a collaboration between the Jewish Theater of Bloomington and Stages Bloomington, and it's Brundabar at the Warehouse, 1525 South Rogers Street, November 10, 12, 13. Special performance for MCCSC Children takes place on November 11th during the day. I'm George Walker.